This, my friends, is not medical advice.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back. It's been a little bit of time since I've recorded a podcast, in part because Drew and I have been out vacationing out in Seattle. It's a beautiful city if you haven't visited there, and for those of you who got to live there, that's pretty fantastic. But is it always so gray? That is the real question. No, I'm horsing around, but it's a great city. We had a lot of fun at Pike Place Market. Seeing salmon swim upstream, getting to check out the various museums, even walking the city was great. I recommend it for those of you who haven't been there. Oh, and Mount Rainier. Can I please just tell you, the hiking there is wonderful. In any case, I wanted to talk with you guys about green tea. The truth is that I've been drinking a lot of it recently, and this is surprising for me because historically I've always been a big proponent of coffee. I literally started drinking coffee back in fourth grade, if you can believe it. I used to do morning fitness before school when it was like 6 o'clock in the morning. And my friend and I started drinking coffee in the women's locker room after our fitness classes. So in case this led on to me drinking like 5 cups a day of coffee in college. And then after delivering her twins, I honestly probably had like a triple shot of espresso every day for about 2.5 years. So again, you can understand why this is a big change for me. What prompted it? Honestly, I really felt like coffee was starting to give me anxiety and at times make me feel like a really angry person. Also more like high strung and at times jittery. So I thought I'd try something new. And I found that green tea honestly gives me the energy that I need, but also simultaneously does not cause any jitteriness or anxiety, which has been really very welcomed. So of course, the question that I then faced is this really a good idea? Because I know that coffee has so many benefits. For those of you that aren't aware of these, I recommend that you go back to our podcast about coffee. It kind of enumerates the benefits for your general life, but also for your skin. So inevitably, I started to look into whether or not green tea is also beneficial. And it turns out that it is. It has a lot of health benefits, including for the skin, but also for your general life. So it turns out that it can lower your risk of heart disease. It can improve your blood sugar control, even if you don't have diabetes, which is great because I don't want to get diabetes. It can improve your gut health, including if you have inflammatory bowel disease. It can actually help improve the course of that disease, is my understanding. And it can actually help improve your cognition. So this is true, at least in animal studies of Alzheimer's disease. Who doesn't want to be smarter? I mean, seriously, if it's going to benefit my mind, yes, please. So as I mentioned already, green tea can also help your skin. Now the question is next, how does this work? So this is kind of wild. I didn't know this, and maybe some of you think I'm crazy for not knowing this, but did you know that all tea comes from the same tea plant? So green tea comes from Camellia sinensis, the tea plant, but unlike other teas, it's processed in a way that's actually going to preserve its beneficial ingredients. So specifically, the dried tea leaves get heated, and this can be done either through steaming, like for Japanese green tea, or for roasting for Chinese green tea. So this allows for the flavanols, which are polyphenols, to be maintained in the tea. And of these polyphenols, there are four of what are called catechins. So these include EGCG, catechin, epigallocatechin, or EGC, and epicatechin 3-gallate, or ECG. And these catechins are powerful antioxidants. So for example, when we're out in the sun or exposed to pollution and our bodies make reactive oxygen species in response to these environmental injuries, these antioxidants are actually going to block them from being able to harm our DNA and our proteins. There's also evidence that these catechins can regulate our inflammatory pathways. So both the pro-inflammatory and anti-inflammatory pathways, they can help prevent cancer, can help block our skin from making pigment, and also, well, thereby, I should say, preventing darkening of the skin, and they can even block our oil glands from making oil. So beyond catechins, there are other helpful components in tea, including things like L-theanine, which is an amino acid, and then these other bioactive compounds like caffeine, polysaccharides, and pigments. And these can all help improve our health as well. All right, so what are the specific benefits when it comes to your skin? Interestingly, for one, drinking green tea can actually almost be like drinking sunscreen. So there's multiple studies in humans that show that drinking green tea lowers our risk of sunburn. One study looked at 30 people with lighter skin tone who drank a liter, yeah, that's a lot of tea, of green tea a day for 12 weeks, so about 3 months, found up to a fourth less redness when they were exposed to the sun. Another study that looked at green tea extract, when it was combined with a few other ingredients like vitamins A, C, D3, E, selenium, lycopene, which is found in tomatoes, polypodium, which is found in this supplement called HelioCare, for those of you who haven't heard of it, and grape extracts in more fair-skinned patients, once again, for 3 months, also found that these people were less likely to sunburn. So that's pretty great because I don't want to get sunburned and I don't want to have sun damage. So I think that's awesome. If I can drink green tea together with using my broad spectrum zinc or titanium based sunscreens and it's going to help prevent that, that's awesome. The second thing is that green tea also may help improve your appearance and the function of your skin. So the same study that I talked about before, where there were 30 lighter skin patients who were drinking, yes, 1 liter of green tea a day, they found that these individuals also had improved skin hydration and texture, structure, and even elasticity. In another study, 40 people were drinking about 300 milligrams of green tea supplement twice a day for about 8 weeks. And after that 2 months time, their skin elasticity also improved clinically and on biopsies too. So what is the significance of skin elasticity? And why is it that we want our skin elasticity to improve? These are really great questions. So in general, we want improvements in elasticity because normally our wrinkles are in part at least going to come from our elastic tissue and our collagen being broken down by sun damage. So improvements in elasticity, therefore, could mean less wrinkles. What about other changes caused by the sun? So for example, dark spots or those dilated blood vessels called telangiectasias or even just redness. Yes, green tea can also help improve with these. So there are several studies that demonstrate this, including the one that I just mentioned that in which the individuals were taking green tea together with several different vitamins, including like vitamins A and C, D3, etc. So these individuals, again, were taking this for about 12 weeks and they had improvement in their dark spots. Another study looking at Japanese women that were 30 to 60 years old who were drinking green tea similarly showed improvement in the dark areas on their skin. Now, this is thought to be because the catechins like EGCG are actually blocking the enzyme called tyrosinase that usually makes the pigment in our skin. Interestingly, other sun-induced changes that none of us really want, like those dilated blood vessels, something called telangiectasias, these also seem to potentially improve with green tea consumption. So there was a study in which people were drinking actually a decaf green tea supplement for around 2 years. And then these people, they saw improvement in those telangiectasias or those dilated blood vessels after about 6 months of consumption. I was pleased to learn that green tea also may help acne, and I say that because even as a 37-year-old, yes, I just turned 37, I still get acne, unfortunately, and as someone who's trying to have another baby, my options for treating acne and preventing it are somewhat limited. So I was pleased, again, to learn that green tea may help. And how does it do this? Well, as I mentioned earlier, green tea may actually help block our oil glands from making oil. And this means that if there's less oil on your skin, you're going to be less likely to have plugged pores, less likely to have this bacteria called P. acnes growing on your skin that contributes to acne. So practically speaking, there is actually at least one study that was actually a randomized trial looking at women who had acne beyond their teenage years. And after taking a green tea supplement, or actually a decaf green tea extract daily for 4 weeks, they actually noticed improvement in pimples, specifically on their nose and chin and around their mouth. And this is really awesome because these are the more common areas where we get pimples when we are beyond our teenage years. Additional studies when it comes to treating acne or you know, acne's benefit when you're drinking green tea are needed though, so the evidence here is otherwise pretty early. The benefits of drinking green tea may not stop there, however, so there's early evidence that it also may help prevent skin cancer, may help prevent the sun from lowering our immune system, also may even help with wound healing because it helps stimulate blood flow, and more blood flow means more nutrients to the area so that you can heal better. Furthermore, drinking green tea may actually help reduce the extent of scarring so that your scar is not too thick. All right, well, what does this mean? What green tea should we drink and how much? Well, the tricky thing here is that different green teas have different levels of polyphenols and those catechins that I mentioned, depending on how they were processed. At this point, there is no definitive data that says that one certain concentration of these catechins is more beneficial than others, and drinking like 3 cups of green tea is better than drinking 2 cups of green tea. It's hard to say. So more studies are needed on this front. But what do we do with this information at this point? Well, for me at least, what I've started to do is drinking like 1 to 2 cups of green tea a day, really honestly, just depending on how I'm feeling. And how did I select my green tea? Honestly, I chose one by Andrew Weil, or I should say it's one that's endorsed by Andrew Weil. Who is he? He's actually this really awesome integrative medicine physician who's written a ton of books about health and longevity. Also has an interesting restaurant concept, something called True Foods Kitchen. Used to be one of our favorite restaurants, but unfortunately they don't have one here in Cincinnati. So in any case, I have picked up some, or actually really ordered online, of the green tea that he endorses. It's called Matcha Kari, and this tea is green. So literally it comes in this powdered form that looks super green. And what I do every morning is I gently heat water, of course, RO water, because I want it to be as pure as possible. And I will then put in between 1/8 to 1/4 teaspoon of the green tea powder in my coffee mug, and then just use the warm water on top, kind of whisk it in. Now, I emphasize here that the water should be warm and not hot, because I've found that if you put the hot water in with this green tea powder, it literally like kills the green color. It looks like a pukey green, and one that I'm sure does not have those awesome flavanols or catechins still in there that's going to give you the benefits that you need. All right, so one other thing I really want to mention, if you decide that you want to drink green tea, if you have a history of liver problems, I really want you to be careful and actually consult with your physician first, because it turns out that there is actually some evidence that green tea can irritate your liver. So this is especially true if you're drinking it in really high doses or drinking it when you're fasting. So again, if you have a history of liver problems, please, please talk with your doctor first before you decide that you're going to transition over to green tea rather than coffee. Okay. So one final note. Interestingly, there's some evidence that topically green tea can also be helpful. So for example, if you have a history of breast cancer and you are about to undergo radiation as part of your treatment, if you spray a green tea kind of extract on your skin, it actually may help reduce your risk of having radiation-induced rash or something called radiation-induced dermatitis. Interestingly, it's also improved in a 10% concentration to treat genital warts. What about other potential benefits topically speaking? Well, again, the evidence here at this point is relatively early, but I wouldn't encourage you to go out and just buy some from the store if you see some that's being sold even at like the farmer's market or at like Whole Foods or other natural food stores. And this is because topical green tea is really not very stable. So these polyphenols oxidize quickly, and so any benefit that you think that you're getting, you're probably not. So at this point, I wouldn't recommend going to buy some over-the-counter topical and waste your money. I am hopeful that this is eventually going to come in the future, and that really set criteria for what you can expect in terms of improvement and which sorts of skin scenarios will come as well. And that wraps up green tea, everyone. I hope that you learned a lot. If you have any questions for us, per usual, please DM us on our Facebook, or rather our Instagram profile, or send us a message. You can access us through mdcrafted.co. That's our website. And everyone, just a little sneak peek here. We actually have a product that's coming to launch very soon. It's a natural-based moisturizer that does not have any common allergens in it. So be on the lookout. All right. Have a really great weekend.